Big news, everybody. Dan and I are playing London's O2 Arena.
Yes.
Well, not the whole arena.
I mean, not a lot of people realise that there's other bits of it. So if you just say the O2.
Fine, I'm happy with that.
It's not a lie, is it? So
that's true. Dan and I are playing the O2 Arena, London, our biggest gig yet at Cineworld. And you can be there.
This is the Just for Laughs Festival. It's happening on Sunday, the 5th of March. We've got some amazing guests. TBA. It's going to be good.
There's some amazing people on the lineup, including Graham Norton, Catherine Ryan, and we can't wait to see you at Just for Laughs Festival. So get your tickets right now. Go to gaynongay.com.
Yeah, it's in the afternoon of Sunday, the 5th of March. So if you're in London, come down. If you're not, come down to London. Or come up to London. Sorry, not everybody lives above London or in London.
You okay, Dan?
Some people live in Brighton.
You're right.
Quite a few of our listeners, in fact.
Are you okay?
Live in Brighton. Yeah, I'm cool.
Great. They know what they're doing.
I'm just not a London wanker.
Oh, are you not?
No.
Oh, I thought you were.
No.
Oh, that's so funny.
I've got one foot in the rest of the country.
Right. So relatable and real.
Yeah, exactly.
Visit gaynongay.com to get tickets, and we'll see you in 2023.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Hello, welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. I'm James.
I'm Dan.
Dan is not gay. He's straight.
Yes. What's going on?
So I was hanging out with your dad at the weekend. True story. Dan's dad came to our Birmingham show.
Wahey!
Yes.
You were so sweet when you dedicated it to your mum. And I felt a little bad about making jokes about your dad the whole way through. But actually, I kind of enjoyed it. It was nice to be able to do your dad jokes.
Normally, I would make quite a few mum jokes at one of our live shows. But she wasn't there this time, but my dad was.
Yeah.
So James is acting like all his birthdays and Christmases have come at once.
Yeah. All my gay Christmases.
My dad, for some reason, does find them funny because he just finds everything funny. So when he came to my stand-up...
It wasn't just his dad. It wasn't just your dad that found it funny.
When I came to my stand-up show...
It was the whole audience.
Yeah. When my dad came to the stand-up, he was just laughing at the concept. Lol, this is a gig.
What a dude.
And people are making jokes and that's inherently funny. Yeah.
He is quite hot, if you don't mind me saying.
Is he?
Well, he's not unattractive.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not something I've ever thought.
Really? That's interesting. I don't really know where to go with that.
Well,
I just thought I'd let you know.
Thanks so much.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
It was weird though, because actually I was talking about this to a friend recently and we were talking about the sort of the porn that we look at.
And you look at what?
Well... To be honest,
POV.
A lot of, POV, stepdad walks in on stepson. That's sort of the vibe.
Yeah.
And that's a bit fucked up, isn't it?
Which one are you?
Well, either. Don't mind. It's just a bit odd, isn't it, that that's the category?
Is it?
Well, if it was real, it would be a bit odd.
Well, it must have.
I wouldn't want to have sex with my stepdad, but I'm quite happy to watch it. I guess because it feels wrong. And are we attracted to what's wrong?
Quite possibly.
You seem really uncomfortable with this conversation.
I don't really have anything to add on stepdad porn, basically.
No, but I'm sure there's a straight version of that.
Yeah.
Like stepmom porn?
Yeah.
Is that something?
It's normally like my dad's new girlfriend.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So
That's so funny.
Which I wonder because it's like a little bit removed from incest that way, isn't it?
So that's your category, my dad's new girlfriend.
I'm saying it's my category, but I'm aware that that's a category that exists.
My dad's new girlfriend. But that's basically your stepmom. My stepmom.
But I think that by calling it step, it's a bit more palatable, isn't it? I did read...
You tell me. Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. It's still massively fucked. I still find it hot. I'm just saying it's okay to admit that and say it's a bit fucked up. Because effectively, there's a few different things going on there. I mean, this is now a deep dive on having sex with your stepdad, but you're almost going behind your mum's back and then you're technically sleeping with... Okay, they're not family, but... There's definitely a power dynamic in there.
Is there?
Yeah, of course, because they're your stepdad. So technically they're family. So I think it's just that, isn't it? I've just nailed it. It's a power dynamic thing.
Okay.
And anything with a bit of power is quite sexy. And anything that's frowned upon.
Right.
Did I tell you about the time I slept with a guy who had a boyfriend?
No.
So when I was younger, I slept with a guy who had a boyfriend whilst his boyfriend was in the house.
What was his boyfriend doing in the house?
It was a house party.
Right.
And his boyfriend was downstairs. And me and this guy had sex upstairs. And the guy said, it's so hot because you're not my boyfriend.
Right.
I'd love to tell you that was awful, but...
What did you say?
I said, yeah, you're right. But that's so wrong, isn't it?
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Well, it is bad, yeah.
Am I the villain?
Well, you both are, aren't you?
I don't know. I mean, to be fair...
You can't absolve yourself of responsibility.
Let me just absolve myself slightly. I didn't actually say, Yeah, you're right. Actually, I think I was more shocked that he said that, but carried on. I don't think I actually had a response. But in my head, I was like, God, he is right. That's really fucked up.
Are you not letting the team down?
What do you mean?
You're not letting your side down.
In what way?
Let me put it another way. My friend Charlie always talks about girl code. And she's like, you don't sit with someone's boyfriend because you're a girl and you're going to mug off another girl, right?
You're breaking girl code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there not a gay code?
Charlie's right. But that's if you're friends with the girl.
No, she's like, you just don't do it to any girl because...
Right, you would never sleep with someone else's boyfriend.
I'm not putting words in her mouth. Well, I sort of am, because that's what she said, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way to come out of this episode looking like I'm a good guy. I don't know. Probably that is wrong, but you're all gay. So, like, gay code, like, how do you define gay code? Because we're all gay. Me, the guy I'm sleeping with, and his boyfriend, we're all gay. So we're all... Two of us are breaking gay code there.
Yeah.
Rather than in Charlie's situation where only one girl is breaking girl code.
Well, that's even worse then, isn't it?
I guess so. Well, two of you are mugging one off.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. I'm breaking gay code because I'm an accomplice in someone cheating on their boyfriend, which is obviously wrong. And having been cheated on by my ex-boyfriends, I know how devastating that is when you think you're...
Yeah.
In a monogamous relationship with the one, and then you find out that they've cheated on you because you rifle through their bin and find a condom in it, a used condom at that. And you're like, hey, Matt, why is there a condom in your bin? And then he said, I didn't know where to finish, so I just used the condom as a way of getting rid of the
right. Posh
and I was
rank.
Like, absolute liar. Like, that's such bullshit.
Yeah.
And then he admitted that he'd been cheating on me.
What? So he was claiming not even that he had a posh wank, but that he had a wank, and then he got a condom out to get rid of it.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't ask him about the logistics of the posh wank because I'd not heard of that term at that point. And also, it was clearly a lie.
Yeah.
So who actually does have a posh wank?
Well, I'm aware of one person telling me that they...
Really?
I don't know whether it was a joke or not, really.
Why would you do that?
It seems like a waste of one, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. It does a little, yeah.
But it does mean that you know...
A waste of what? A wank? You meant a condom, didn't you?
Yeah. Why would it be a waste of
a wank? I thought it was a waste of a wank. Because you can't feel it if you've got a condom on it and you're rubbing it and you've got like... I mean, it's different if you're inside someone. If you're in someone...
What do you mean you can't feel it?
Well, you can't feel your penis if you're touching a condom. Like, I just feel like a bit weird having a masturbating with a condom on feels odd to me.
I think part of the reason people do it is because you can just throw it away.
Yeah, but you still got to clean up afterwards. You can't just leave that.
Well, you can just go... And just...
But what about the residue?
I don't know. I've never done one because it's never really occurred to me to do that.
What about into a sock?
Not into it, no, but I've like used a sock to
to what?
Clean up or whatever. And then
okay.
And then thrown it in the wash or whatever.
Right, instead of like a towel or tissue.
Yeah, because tissue is not very green, is it?
I've got to admit, like, I want to come for you on that because that's really gross.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
Use a tissue.
Yeah, but tissue, I don't...
Because a sock, like, you've I don't know.
A sock what?
Well, you're not just flushing it away. You're then washing it in your washing machine with all your other clothes. So
yeah.
All I'm saying is...
But they'd all be clean.
I'm admitting, I think I've done it, but it's a bit gross.
But they're all getting clean. It's not like I'm spaffing into the little ball and throwing that in.
I bet someone's done that.
Probably, yeah. I bet people probably do wash their clothes in spaff. But let us know if that's what you do.
Who would do that?
Somebody will be into that, and I bet they're gay. Just FYI.
Wow.
Do you not think...
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm thinking of doing it now.
Cool. He's going to text his boyfriend, James. Got a great idea.
Great idea. Nah, he wouldn't be into that.
For run out of Persil.
You could get it confused with fabric conditioner, couldn't you?
Perspath.
They are quite similar.
They're not really, are they?
They're a very similar consistency. Fabric softener.
Really? Is your spaff like blue?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of Lenore Spring Awakening as such.
Right.
More just, you know, like a... More like a gold orchid.
Anyway, I'm not doing my washing at the minute.
Why?
Because my washing machine's broken.
Is it?
So my dad's doing it all for me.
Oh, wow. Socks. So yeah, I do that as well. I just like, I wipe it up with whatever's nearby.
Better than like, I don't really like tissues and having loads of tissues around the house. It's not good for
well,
the environment,
don't
is it?
You leave them around the house, you wash them away. You can get recyclable tissue.
Yeah, you can do, I suppose.
That just disintegrates into nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know, I haven't really thought about the environmental impact of having... A wank.
Right. Well, we've discussed it before. For example, as a substitute, it's a substitute for milk.
Yeah. I'd rather go with oat milk.
It's even more sustainable than that, isn't it?
Let us know if you
because
use cum as fabric softener.
It's like locally sourced.
You can email us at gaynongay.com or drop us a DM at gaynongay on your socials.
Yeah.
I would actually love to know like the most interesting thing you've done with cum? I know a friend that cooked with it and baked a cake, but I'd love to know if anyone's done anything else or is into that sort of thing. Let us know anonymously. Yeah. You can DM at gay non-gay.
A gay and a non-gay.
So what are your categories? I've asked this before. What are your categories?
When you started this whole like train of thought,
where
are we going with it?
Nowhere.
So when you opened your mouth and said, oh, me and my friend were chatting about categories of porn.
Yeah.
Where were you going with that?
Nowhere. What are your categories?
Just whatever's coming up.
That's such bullshit. Tell me the truth.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, mine are, I could get it up now.
Well, we know that.
Wahey!
So twink, daddy, son, Uber drivers. I find that quite hot. Often you see porn where the girlfriend is like having dinner and the guy's getting head under the table.
Right.
That's kind of hot.
During
dinner with the girlfriend. Right. Oh, I saw a really good one recently where these two men who were getting married went into to get their fitting. And one of the guys was changing clothes in the changing room or whatever while the other husband, while the fiance was out the front. And then the guy who was in the shop helping them choose their outfits or whatever went into the changing room and then started having full sex with the groom whilst the other guy was waiting.
Right.
That was quite hot. Tell me about yours.
We've had this conversation. I guess MILF.
That would be the same as daddy and son then.
I suppose so.
Like younger guy with... Older woman.
I don't really care what the guy is doing.
That's so funny.
But I don't, do I? The guy can look like anything.
That must be so freeing.
Is it? Because you're looking for two literal... You're going to tick two boxes, basically. Right?
Yeah, it's weird. This is probably why lesbian porn is more popular, right? Because there's no men in it.
More popular with who?
Straight men.
But is it more popular?
Actually, that's a good point. I don't know.
I probably isn't.
But I certainly know that lesbians are pissed off by being sexualized like that and made into a fantasy. But I think it's because there's no man in the picture, right? So if you're a straight cis white man who's fragile, sorry, if you're a straight man and you're fragile about your masculinity and you're like, oh, I don't want to see another dick. Like, I don't want to see a man in porn.
Well, it's not like...
It's going to be a lot easier for you mentally to just watch women.
I don't think people are saying that. I think it's just like, well, this is just like a waste of a person. Do you know what I mean? Because whatever your man's doing, I don't care. It's like, oh, it's gay.
Have you ever seen a guy in porn and been like, oh, wow, that's a big dick?
It's a bit rank, isn't it?
What?
To see like a massive dick that's like abnormally big.
Is it? Next time you see one, will you send it to me? This is one for you.
if you want. Anyway, great.
Loving your attempts to try and change the subject.
Well, I don't know where we're going with this, really.
It's just funny, isn't it?
Is it?
It's just a fun time.
Okay,
I didn't need to go anywhere. Where do you want to go?
Well, to the bang bus or whatever it's called.
The bait bus.
The bait bus.
That's another good one. See, I feel like you don't have this stuff in straight culture.
There is a bang bus. That's
What's the bang bus?
I think a bang bus is... It's either like a bunch of blokes picking up some girl like on the motorway or something, or a load of women picking up a bloke, or it might be a bit of both, but it's that kind of vibe.
What, and then the women...
Well, they're having like a mad...
Oh, so they don't swap over or whatever. Because like in the bait bus, the guy pretends the girl's going to give him head.
Right.
But then it's actually the guy that does it.
Right.
So yeah. And the straight guy doesn't know. And then he's like, oh, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Is that when you spaff?
Side eye.
I mean, I say it to point out how fucked up that whole thing is. Like, that's a fucking weird category. Why are we all into it?
Well, we're not.
I think gays very much are.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it goes back to shame and it being gay, being illegal, you know, all of that stuff that's ingrained in our patriarchy that makes you feel like you're dirty when you're gay. So like you lean into that a bit in sex spaces, I think. That's why there's dark rooms and all this other stuff. And I think it's partly to do with that. It's to do with the origins of shame. It heightens your senses a little bit. What is straight shame?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Does it exist?
Probably not in that respect. I guess, I mean, it exists in the sense of like straight people are let the side down quite a lot. Do you know what I mean?
No, what do you mean?
Like, well, if you go to Amsterdam or something and there's like a stag do and you're just like, oh,
right.
God, like, just...
But that's not straight people, that's straight men.
Well, I don't know if women are like completely absolved from that.
Yeah, but they're not on stag do's.
Well, they're on hen do's, and like I wouldn't really want to bump into a bunch of women on a hen do, particularly
no
in certain places. So I didn't think they're completely absolved, but I would say they're not as bad as men.
But the same with gays. Like, you bump into a bunch of gays at Pride on a train like you have before.
Yeah.
That can be just as terrifying as well.
Interestingly, I don't know why I was thinking about this today, but you know when we went to Belfast, we were trying to do some admin in this nightclub, like interviewing people about Belfast and whatnot. Everyone was just being such a dick. As in, everyone around us, all the patrons of this venue, were just being so annoying. And they were all gay.
I would say that was mostly because we had a microphone.
Yeah, but they kept like doing what I thought only sort of annoying straight blokes do, which is like, "Wait, what's going on?" Do you know what I mean? But all these gay people were doing it, and I was like, "Oh, that whole attribute of being annoying like that is just like universal."
Yeah, it's just drunk people.
Yeah,
A.
I didn't know that gay people could be that annoying.
You've worked with me 5 years. What do you mean?
You're not annoying like that, are you? You might be annoying because you're late or whatever, but it's not the same
there
thing.
There we go. I think we can be just as problematic as anyone.
Well, I guess I didn't know that.
You didn't use that word, actually. But I think it's all passed on, right? It's learned behavior.
Yeah.
So if you're like predominantly in straight bars and straight guys act like that, you're going to do the same thing because that's what you think people do.
It's nearly a year since we brought out a documentary called Sassy to Hell.
You mentioned documentaries every time we record. You constantly plug it. It's great.
Well, it's a great documentary.
I'm here for the energy.
So when we were trying to film the end of it, it took hours because of all the people just being so unhelpful. Do you remember that?
I just need to kind of accept them.
Yeah.
Crystal meth!
And crystal meth.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
I know what lad culture is.
Yeah, but apparently it exists in gays as well.
And women, yeah.
Yeah,
of course it does,
well,
yeah.
I suppose it does.
But the thing is, that's what's interesting. Actually, my friend had a go at me about this exact thing, one Pride. And I didn't realize it at the time, but he had a really good point, and I was being a complete brat. But we were walking down the street, it was Pride, and I was being full gay, and I was like,
what does that mean?
Just like really feeling my gayness, right? Like really annoying. And this straight guy walked past, and I don't know what I said, but I was probably quite offensive. Like I almost like wolf whistled this straight guy.
Right.
And my friend was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "It's our day today. I'm gay, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to give them it just as they give it to me." Not that I've ever been wolf whistled by a straight guy, but do you know what I mean? Like I was like, power reversal.
Right.
Like it's my time now. I'm gay. It's my day and I'm going to come for everyone.
Right.
And you're going to have to deal with me being gay. I guess in a way, this podcast is a bit like that. so yeah. And he was like, "That's not okay. You shouldn't do that." And he's right. I'm wrong. Just because suddenly it's Pride and I'm gay does not allow me to act like they can act towards some women.
Yeah.
It's not okay, is it?
Not really.
But we think it is. And we're like, "Oh, I'm going to give them a taste of their own medicine or whatever." And I think women get caught up in that as well.
Trans
I suppose chat. I'm just pointing out that I think everyone can be a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
And I blame the patriarchy for that entirely.
It's sort of why this whole incel business is a real problem. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to say no.
Right, well, you know who incels are, right?
I'd love you to explain it.
Because you don't know what it is or because you want to try and trip me up?
No, because for the benefit of anyone listening, it would be better if you explain it. And also, I'm not entirely sure I do know what it is.
Okay, well, you tell me what you think it is. And
no, you just tell me. Don't be a dick.
No, I'm not being a dick.
Don't try and make me explain it like an idiot.
Well, no, well, you won't look like an idiot, will you?
You will, because then you'll dansplain it back at me.
I won't. I'm genuinely intrigued.
It's men that hate women, right?
Well, in the loosest sense of the term, yeah.
Okay, well, then I don't know, and now you're dansplaining.
No, now I can't explain without dansplaining. Where have you picked that?
I just made it up.
Well, great. We're going to be hearing that every week now for the next 4 years. What it is it stands for involuntary celibate. Involuntary or involuntarily celibate?
So accidentally celibate.
Not accidentally.
Involuntary is the same, isn't it?
Well, it means that like I don't want to be celibate, but I am. So not like by an accident.
So no one will sleep with you?
Yeah, basically.
I'm so sorry. Oh, wait, this isn't you.
Good one. They converge on dark quarters of the internet. It's a big like...
By dark quarters, you mean Reddit?
Well, Reddit and 4chan, and I mean, they're the ones that people have heard of. I'm sure Reddit, by the way, is useful for all sorts of other things.
I've never really used it.
Anyway, there's various memes and there's like a language that's adopted. And the real, obviously it's a problem, but the reason it gets out of hand is because kids who age 16 or whatever, they can't forget a girlfriend because they just can't because not everyone can and most people probably can't. And instead of just sort of like dealing with that, or having anyone help them with that, some nutters on the internet are like, "Oh no, it's because women are awful." And you go, "Oh yeah, that's why. It's not because like I'm 14 and like people, even though everyone around you seems to have a girlfriend or whatever, really and truly most people don't. That's my experience anyway. Nobody's going to explain that to you unless you've got like a much older sibling or something. you could easily get sucked in. And I could have, I can't say for sure that I wouldn't have been sucked into that if I was that age now. Because someone's like, here's a ready-made explanation as to why you haven't got a girlfriend or whatnot, which like aged, you know, 13, 14, 15 is a big thing. And it's explained to you, it's because women are awful and they hate you and you need to, we all need to fight them. And that's how things get normalized. And that's how people like, I mean, it's not actually as documented as it should be, but there's been like high school shootings.
Well, I know that what happened in Plymouth was related to that.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I can understand how someone could fall into that trap and get radicalized. Next thing you know, you could be one of these people that stops women in the street and, you know about all these pickup artists.
What do you mean you could see why that would happen to you? Because I don't think that could happen to you. You don't seem like the kind of person that
But that's me here.
Or is your belief that you think anyone could be radicalized? Is that what you're saying?
Me here at this age, probably not.
But you, when you were 15, you think possibly.
Yeah.
That's a big thing to say. I hope you don't mind me calling you up on it, because I think that's quite a big thing to say.
I don't think it is.
I do, because I think that's like me. The equivalent to that would be me saying I could see how I could have been a TERF when I was 15.
I think you could have done.
So you believe then that anybody could be radicalized left or right or the wrong direction when they're young? It's a great question. I don't know the answer to it, but I was shocked because you're my friend. So I was like, what? You think you could have been an incel?
Well, it didn't exist then.
No, but I'm not. I clickbaited that as a headline then. Obviously, that's not what you said, but it sort of is. So I was like, just wanted to sort of ask you on that. I guess you're right. Like, I suppose that could happen. You could go down a rabbit hole in the wrong direction. I guess that's why education and parenting and all that shit is so important.
Yeah.
And why it's vital for funding to be given to the right places. It's also why I think it's interesting watching stuff like that Jeffrey Dahmer show on Netflix.
Like, I haven't seen it.
It doesn't matter. You know who he is.
Is he a murderer, serial killer?
Yeah, but a gay one.
Oh, really?
And
We should get him on.
He's died. He's dead.
That's literally not funny.
We should get him on. It's funny because you went into off-air voice as well. Like, you actually meant it. Oh, we should get him on. Right.
It's not that funny.
It is funny because you don't know anything about him. But yeah, when I watch shows like that, and when I watch the Versace show, American Crime Story, same thing. Like, being gay then, it was illegal. There was even more shame. And so people turn the wrong direction, and then they're so ashamed of who they are, they're murdering people.
Yeah.
And it's just wild. So education, education, education.
All right, Blair.
Is that what he said?
What, Tony Blair?
Did he say education, education?
That's literally the most famous thing he ever said.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that where the TV show Relocation, Relocation, Relocation comes from?
Probably.
That's so cool.
Ask me my three main priorities for government, and I tell you, education, education, and education.
Anyway, yeah. That was
Should we get him on?
That was a rise.
Shall we get him on?
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support a gay and a non-gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.